Hello there. We're Vince and Elliot McNally.
Yes, the great-great-grandsons of map-making mogul Rand McNally.
And we'll be your hosts and tour guides on a trip across America, one small town at a time.
In the spirit of our great-great-grandfather, we're traveling the country, writing the family's first almanac in over 50 years. Towns and Country, the McNally Brothers' comprehensive guide to small-town America.
Each week, we'll be in a new town. And after getting to know the place and the people, we'll tell you, the listener, all there is to know.
In a show we call These Parts, a podcast putting towns on the map. Hey guys, it's These Parts for another week. I am Elliot McNally, your only host of the McNally Brothers this week. I'm alone in the town that we're in. Vince took the week off to travel with our newly appointed stepfather and NPR tote bag in human form, Skip Margolis. He was with Skip last week in the town while I stayed behind in Springfield, Utah to watch every single episode of The Simpsons Clockwork Orange style with my eyelids open and try to find any flaws in that town. And so far, I couldn't. But this week, I'm by myself without Vince here. Vince and Skip went on a little week trip. Skip wanted to travel to various play fields and game fields and have Vince play sports on them while he cheered from the bleachers. So if you're thinking that that's super weird, don't worry, I agree with you, which is why I'm here today and I didn't want to go on that trip. But unlike the inside of Skip Margolis, I am not alone. I, too, have a member of the McNally clan with me today to co-host this very special episode. Can you introduce yourself for everyone?
Oh, yeah. Hey, man. This is Dan McNally. I'm a cousin once removed. I'm really happy to be here. I love your show, those parts, and I'm an avid listener, so I'm just, man. It's really cool to talk to you outside of the reunions.
We do have a lot of reunions, Dan. How long has it been since we've been together? I was thinking about that today.
Christine's wedding, I think. So, like, oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, that was like, mm-hmm. What, year and a half ago, maybe? So
that's the wedding where Vince freaked out and flipped the table over because I asked for the vegan options exclusively for our table. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you had your hipster dietary restrictions. So yeah, people were not happy about that. My mom is still talking about it.
So for everyone listening, your mom is my mom's sister.
Yes, uh-huh. That's correct. So yes. Yeah, okay. My mom is named Jan and Jan mm-hmm. is your mom's older sister. And you and I are, we're pretty close to the same age. Like we could have been pals, but you guys.
We could have been.
Yeah, you did your own thing.
Yeah, you know, Vince and I traveled around a lot. And remind me again what you do.
I work in pet grooming.
That's right. Uh-huh.
Yep. I clip uh-huh. toenails. I haven't moved up to the shaving part yet. So right now I'm just the clipper. Okay. You know, fingers crossed, one day I get upgraded to the full spa treatment. So
what is entailed in the full, and forgive me for the pun, entailed in the full spa treatment of a dog?
Well, it's basically like nails, you get shampooed, washed, conditioned, you get your teeth brushed.
You get your teeth brushed by the dog?
Yeah, you get your teeth brushed while the dog is getting their teeth brushed. And wow. we have hygienists on staff too. It's kind of a fusion, like dental hygienist, dog grooming situation.
Huh. Interesting.
And yeah, and right now I'm at the bottom, but I'm heading up to the top. So pretty soon I'll be in shampooing, and then who knows, by September I'll be full service.
How long have you just been in nails?
About 2.5 years. So oh, wow. It's so a slow process. Yeah, it's a slow process, uh-huh. But you gotta keep your head down and you just gotta work really hard and push through and you'll get to that.
You said you're planning to open up your own pet grooming salon.
Yeah.
Do you have a name for it yet? Do you have an angle?
Yeah, I'm working on a couple of names. I'm a little nervous about saying it on the air. I don't want anybody to steal it because they're pretty great. But I was thinking, I was thinking Dan D Dogs. So Dan-DY Dogs.
I like it.
Yeah.
We should just say patent pending, any would-be stealers out there.
Yeah, anybody named Dan who's going to steal that dog, or Danielle who wants that don't. I swear to God, if this just please, listeners out there, if you want to start a grooming salon and you take that name, I can't be responsible for my actions. So that's all I'll say.
Okay. Well, Vince and I usually don't threaten our listeners outwardly.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry. Sometimes, you know, I got a lot of anger issues just working on nails for 2.5 years. So sometimes my mouth gets ahead of my heart. And I'm so sorry, listeners. I promise that I'll keep myself under control for the rest of the duration of the PCast.
Oh, and thank you for using industry lingo.
Yeah.
I'm sure our listeners will appreciate that. And I understand, you know, I empathize. You're very passionate about dog grooming. I'm very passionate, just like Vince is, about traveling these parts, these United States of America. And I'm really glad that you're along with us this week.
Glad to be here. Glad to be part of the gang.
Just so you know, you are part of the gang. Vince and I really consider you part of the gang.
Oh boy, that man, I wear my emotions on my sleeves, and I have been waiting since I was 8 years old for one of you guys to say that.
Okay, Dan, just back up a little bit.
Okay.
You can use your own mic.
I'm really sorry.
No, it's fine. It's fine. And I love your enthusiasm, and I think we should channel this enthusiasm into the town we're in, into our first segment, Put It on the Map. What do you say, Dan?
That sounds great. Let's put it on the map.
Listeners at home, take out your comprehensive Rand McNally wall maps in whatever form you have. And it looks like ours, Dan, you seem to have crossed out Rand and written your own name on Rand McNally.
Yeah. That's just a thing that I do whenever I see a map. It's my own form of tagging, you know? I feel like it's artistic if I just cross it out and put Dan, so.
You know, I like the enthusiasm, and I think that's a good instinct to have. You're a cartographer at heart, I think. And, you know, I'm really happy that you're here with us, but we do have another guest. Listeners, we are in New Nagano, Hawaii, on the island of Kauai this week. New Nagano was originally settled as a Japanese expansion right after World War II. Since then, and we've been here for about a week, I haven't seen one Japanese person, but I've seen a lot of Americans, and we have with us today one of them. Can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi. Thanks so much for inviting me to the show. My name's Samuel, but nobody calls me Samuel. You can call me Sammy San.
Sammy San?
Sammy San.
Sammy Chan. Sammy Chan.
Sammy Chan.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Interesting. Are you a descendant of Japanese culture, or?
No. My family's from Pittsburgh originally, but we came here when I was maybe three or 4 years old.
Oh, okay.
So it's like your mom Japanese or something? Why do they call you Sammy Chan?
No, I call myself Sammy Chan. It's more accurate to how I feel as a person.
I get it.
Yeah. Hey, let me start by saying super cool tag that you did on that map, Dan.
Hey, thanks. Do you like how I scoop the loop on the N?
That was the thickest loop scoop I've seen in a long time, so I just think it's really cool.
Sammy, maybe you could write the Japanese character for McNally on the map. Is that something that you could do?
I can only speak Japanese. I don't actually write Japanese characters.
Oof. Oh, well, maybe you could say, put it on the map in Japanese.
I don't know how to say that specifically, Elliot.
Oh, well, maybe you could just stick a pin in New Nagano, Hawaii for us.
Yeah, sir, I could do that. Ooh, this perfect. I like this one. It's a little pineapple.
It's the symbol for a welcome home, and that's what we've felt all week here. Sammy, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself? You're from Pittsburgh. You've lived here for...
No, I'm from here in New Nagano now. I originally was born in Pittsburgh, but, you know, we're not anchored, Elliot, to the places that we're born. You know, sometimes the spirit of a town will call out to you, and I think that's what happened here in New Nagano.
Interesting. So how old are you?
I'm 34 years old.
34. Oh,
that's right.
You look a day over 33 to me.
That's really nice of you to say, Elliot.
No problem. What do you do here, Sammy?
I don't have a... a profession per se. I'm an anime enthusiast. I collect samurai swords. I also like to eat sushi rolls. And from time to time, I have been known to put on performances in the town square.
Interesting.
Wow. Huh. Wow. What kind of performance?
Typically, I will take an anime, or as you call it, when it's in written form, a manga, and then I will perform the manga.
As a one-man show?
Sort of, yes, yeah, sort of like a spoken word piece. That's correct.
Oh, interesting.
But it's important to say that I don't have a profession. I am what you might call me if we were in Tokyo or original Nagano. You might call me a neet.
What's a neet?
It's the abbreviation is N-E-E-T. It means no education, employment, or training. That means you have a lifestyle that is completely devoted to appreciating Japanese culture.
So you wear that like a badge of honor, huh?
Yes, of course. I'm not distracted by sort of these capitalistic pursuits.
Yeah, or money or jobs.
My father, he's a very successful referee for surfing competitions. So I don't actually have to, you know... I have all I need. I have my mangas. I have my television. I have my Oreo cookies, and that's all a man needs to live a happy life. That's right.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Suckling on that surfing teat, man. That whole chestnut.
Dan, can you not mention teats? I mean, with your background in dogs, it just kind of creeps me out a little bit.
Dan, could I sort of offer a different opinion and ask that you mention teats more often? If that's possible, only if it works.
Are you saying teeth or teats? Because I will say teats till the cow's teats come home.
You see, you're already one step ahead of me. You got it.
Okay.
You got it.
Okay, cool. So as an animaniac, you...
That's not what I would call myself.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, but there was Yakko, Wacko,
no,
that's what you like.
American animation is it's blasphemy.
So you are an anime enthusiast?
Yes, I would say that's a fair description.
So what's your favorite anime cartoon?
Elliot, I'm going to have to stop you right there and ask very sincerely that you don't say the word cartoon.
Oh, Elliot.
Oh, so I'm sorry. That was a faux pas on my part. What do you call them? Just anime?
They're called anime or animes if there's more than one anime being discussed.
Interesting.
Well, maybe we should just go with a singular anime and ask you what your favorite one is.
That's an easy question, but I'm glad that you asked it, Elliot. Have you ever heard of Boku no Pika no Mika San Sui Tan Turingo?
Boku no Pika no Huli San Suringo Tan Domingo?
Yes, exactly.
Dan, have you heard of that one?
No. I don't think I heard it when he just said it.
It's a simple story of an all-girls academy where every girl also happens to be a witch, but then there's sort of all of these bonding experiences that they go through. I like it the most because my personal waifu is a part of this anime.
All right, I'm going to circle back to that word.
Yeah.
So waifu, is that
waifu
like...
is the Japanese slang for your wife or your long-term lover.
Oh.
Does she live with you?
She's a fictional character, so not... so to speak.
Okay.
Interesting.
So we can't let that one go. So your waifu, do you draw her?
No, that would be, I think, disrespectful given my artistic prowess. But I do write fan fiction stories about her and myself.
Whoa. Okay. This is getting pretty steamy.
Oh, Elliot, you don't know the half of it.
Okay. So, I'm just spitballing here. Do you have something that represents your waifu, or is your waifu all in your mind?
So it's important to note that I did not come up with my waifu. That was make her an imaginary friend or something sad like that. No, my waifu, Tiki-sama.
Tiki-sama.
She is a witch at the... Witch Academy in the anime that I mentioned earlier.
Oh, okay.
And,
so
I have the Tiki-sama doll. I have the Tiki-sama body pillow. I have the Tiki Thama lampshade. I have many Tiki Thama memorabilia, but to be clear, C was illustrated by the people that are behind the manga that I mentioned before.
So to put it in context for old Dan McNally here, my waifu would be, let's say, Katniss Everdeen. And I would get
nice,
like
hot.
A body pillow of Katniss. I would have a bow staff and a bow and a bunch of Katniss Everdeen things. And then I would call her my waifu.
That's correct. I can't say that that would show a lot of taste on your end, but it would be an accurate relationship for a man and a waifu to have. Also, I would recommend that you write fan fiction stories that depict the more intimate moments of your relationship.
Well, I got one. I think my waifu would be Betsy Ross.
Oh, no, Elliot, historical women can't be your waifu.
That is the lamest thing I've ever heard.
That's
Elliot.
Not really what a waifu is
the
for.
American flag. I mean, that's all about.
Allegedly.
No. That's not
allegedly,
really.
That's where the fiction comes in.
No, Elliot, I don't think you really thoroughly understand why you would have a waifu.
I don't know. I think Betsy Ross is pretty attractive. And I don't know, maybe like, could I do like Susan B. Anthony? Would that be?
Oh, no, man. It shouldn't really be a real person from history, Elliot.
Oh.
Yeah, and aim. You can aim a little higher, at least start at J-Law and work up from there.
Well, in my ranking, my hot or not ranking, if we're going to do that, it's probably Betsy Ross at the top, Susan B. Anthony. I'm going to throw Sacagawea in there. Because of her cartographical skill, and then J-Law.
All right. Sacagawea, I'm on the trolley for. I'm on the trolley for Sacagawea.
I'm not actually certain who any of those people are, but they're not from any animes that I know, so I don't think they're good choices.
Oh, sure, sure. They're not waifu material.
Yes, that's exactly right. See, I think Dan, is his super cool tagging, and now his... how immediately he understands waifu culture. I think he might fit in right really well here in Nagano, New Nagano.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. I love it here. I mean, I
feel like you could start your own dog salon here. It doesn't seem like they groom dogs as much as they do other things with them here.
Yeah, they do a lot of consuming of dogs here.
That's not true. I think you're misinformed. I do eat a lot of hot dogs,
and
though.
Is it true that in your favorite anime, the headmaster of the school, I'm just researching this right now, is a cybernetic dog?
That's right.
That sounds awesome.
Yes, it's very cool. It's cool because it's better not to pervert the purity of the all-girls academy with a male headmaster. So instead, a robo-dog is a great substitute.
It's just like with Sabrina the Teenage Witch, which I assume this anime is based on. The cat has a male voice, but there's no other men in the house so as not to pollute the witches with their maleness.
So that's true, except Sabrina the Teenage Witch was actually based on an anime called Sabrina-chan no Takataka Turibi Chibi Thorando, which was written and produced in the 70s.
Interesting. I barely heard what you said, so I can't even Google it to confirm. So I'm just going to have to believe you because you look like an honest guy.
Thank you. That's something I don't frequently hear, so I appreciate that.
Sammy, we're so glad that you were able to be on the podcast with us, sharing all your cultural knowledge with us. And we've done a lot of wandering, even at this front end of the episode, but I think we should focus in on one particular place in a segment we call At Long Lat. So, listeners, Danny, Sammy, At Long Lat is our segment in which we investigate a point of geographical relevance in the town we're in this week, New Nagano, Hawaii. So, Sammy, what are we examining today? What place did you want to talk about?
So, I thought it would be interesting to talk about which of the Hawaiian islands that New Nagano is on.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's we're kind of idea. Like a, it's like a geological point in and of itself.
Yeah, I guess so. I only leave my basement apartment every 3 or 4 weeks. So I don't know too much about what's actually going on the island in terms of geography or wildlife.
Gorgeous here. It is gorgeous. And there are real life waifus walking around all over the place.
And bikinis and even less.
Seeing real life women in any amount of dress is not very good for my asthma.
Oh, sure.
Makes sense.
That does make
sense. Also, my skin cannot tolerate direct sunlight of any kind.
Or my that, you are very pale.
Yeah, you are, I can see your heart. So because of your lack of melanin in your skin, you have to stay hidden in the basement.
I would say that I choose to stay hidden in the basement.
But like a ninja.
Yes, very much like a ninja, Elliot. That's astute of you to remark.
No problem.
But yes, you are onto something there, though, Dan. If I see, you can see here, as I'm going to lift my arm, you have to look sort of at the side of my stomach here. Yes, I accidentally walked past the window in my parents' home without a shirt on, and this red square that appeared also covered in boils, that was from...
God, your skin is bubbling right now.
It looks terrible.
Yes, it doesn't feel very good either, but you know, these are the sort of challenges that ninjas also can't be in the sunlight or they'll be seen. So it's kind of like...
I don't know if that's accurate, but...
No, I'm pretty sure that...
I think you're thinking of vampires.
I don't think so, but you know, you're the host of the show.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
That's right. But much cooler than the sun or the sandy shores, that here is the name of the island.
New Nagano.
No, that's the name of the city. We're on the island of Kauai.
So why is this? Why did you decide?
I'll tell you why, Elliot. It's extra cool because it sounds like the Japanese word Kauai.
It sounds the same to me.
It's not exactly the same, but it's very close. Kauai in Japanese means cute.
Oh.
Okay.
So you might be looking at your waifu and you say, ooh, she's being very kawaii.
Or maybe you're looking at a real human woman and say the same thing.
That's a lot less likely, but in theory, that could be possible, yes. So then you might say to your mom, don't call me cute, mom, call me kawaii. And then when she starts crying, say, no, mom, it's a good thing to be kawaii. And then you both have a laugh, except Thea doesn't really laugh as much as she keeps crying.
What does your mom do? You said your dad judges surf competitions.
That's right. And my mother is a real estate agent.
And I'm sure she's very proud of you. I assume that you live in their basement or attic.
Yeah, that's right. I rent the basement level apartment beneath my parents' home. That's correct.
And with what money do you pay for the rent?
Well, Danny said he does reenactments of manga in town.
Oh, surely that is a flourishing performance piece.
No, not exactly, Dan. You'd think so, and I thought so too, but actually I'm doing it against the will of the other citizens of the town.
So when they're paying you, it's like, please stop this.
No, they're not paying me. I'm sort of opening a line of credit, as one tends to do, while I wait for my rare toy collection and collection of mangas to appreciate in value.
Oh. Do you mean literally opening lines of credit so you can pay for all this memorabilia?
With my parents, that's correct, yes.
So you're playing the long game.
That's right, of course.
Just like old Dan McNally is. All right.
Yes,
okay.
So,
I can appreciate that.
Yeah, so we can't all be so lucky as to have a sweet gig, you know, clipping the toenails of proud pooches.
Yeah, it is really sweet.
Proud pooches. That's a good name, Dan. You might want to put that in the maybe pile too.
Proud pooches. Nice. Yep, I like it.
I bet there's a lot of like kawaii girls with like kawaii little dogs that come in and they say like, Dan, you're super cool.
Yeah, you guys are really hitting it off.
You know what? That is not a bad idea. Proud pooches on the island of Kauai get a lot of Kauai ladies and a lot of Kauai pooches
That's
into
right,
the shop.
Yeah.
I like where this is going, guys.
I do too.
I think we're getting somewhere.
I really
the
do.
The only problem I see is that in order to help out with this place, Sammy, you would have to leave the apartment.
No, that's I'm not going to. Let's be clear that I'm not actually going to help him. I don't think Dan needs any help, but I don't think, since I'm extremely allergic to dog dander and to cat dander, I don't think that I could be in the vicinity of an animal.
You're a bit of a medical miracle that you're still with us right now, because you don't look like you're doing very well.
My family physician says that I'm proof that God does not exist.
That is something that my mom yells at me all the time. Just another connection.
All right. Yeah, moms, it's like tough. They don't understand all the time, right, Dan?
Mm-hmm. Your mom cries. My mom tells me that I'm the reason God doesn't exist.
Wow, you guys are kindred spirits. And Dan, I'm sorry, you know, not every member of the McNally family can be the wonder boys that Vince and I are. So I apologize if your mom compares you to us all the time.
Yeah, tell me about it. Jeez. Why can't you be more like those boys? I'm sorry, Mom. I don't have the rugged good looks.
Sammy, your name sounds familiar. Do you have a brother on the island, perhaps? Like a Surf King brother?
Yeah, I do.
And I'm assuming that, you know, maybe he kind of took up the old family business of surfing, and maybe your parents are a little prouder of him.
Yeah, his name's Steven.
Steven Chan?
No, Elliot, I would hope that your research would have exposed that Chan is like a cute addition to the name to make it sort of like a nickname.
When you're saying cute, can you actually say kawaii? Because I don't understand what you're saying unless you say kawaii.
So I was about to, but then I was worried that Elliot wouldn't understand what I was saying. So, in the future, I'll stick to saying kawaii. But my last name is actually Stephanopoulos.
So Steven Stephanopoulos is what I was getting at, the surfer. And that's I just kind of wanted you to fill our listeners in on the fact that your real name is Stephanopoulos.
Yeah, Steven's a lot younger than I am, but he still bullies me a bit.
Yeah, he's won just about every surf competition Hawaii has to offer, I think.
Yeah, and he is handsome. He is...
Objectively speaking, yes. I mean, he's no Sacagawea, but he's Kauai, if I've ever seen a guy.
Yeah, he's no Betsy Ross, but he is...
It's not really appropriate to call someone this handsome Kauai.
Is there a Japanese word for it?
Yeah, I'm sure there is. I don't know what that is, though.
Well... You know what? Speaking of words and saying things, I think we have the perfect segment right in front of us, guys. It's called Wouldn't You Like to Know? So, listeners, Wouldn't You Like to Know is your weekly opportunity to write in to us about whatever town we're in. Each week we have time for three questions, and guys, I've got the first one.
Excited.
Let's hear it.
You guys didn't seem too excited. You were looking at Sammy's manga as I was... expertly segueing us into the segment.
Well, the manga, something I've noticed about the drawings and the anime is that the proportions are out of this world. And it's hard not to have your eyes wander to the manga illustrations. So,
Dan, you're salivating like the dogs that you expertly groom.
I see the manga here, and I see all of the beautiful bronzed women out there, and it's hard not to want to just make this place home.
So you're seeing images of cartoon women with giant boobs.
Elliot, I'm going to stop you right there and say, they're not cartoon. That's really disrespectful to the waifus that are contained within the pages of the manga.
Sammy, let me ask you something here. I have a Playboy magazine right here. I'm going to put this in front of you,
Elliot. I would strongly advise, Elliot, that you take that away for me.
Okay, I'm going to take this away, and I'm going to take out our first letter. This one is from Lloyd in Menlo, Montana. Thanks for writing in, Lloyd. He says, guys, I've never been to New Nagano, Hawaii, but I've seen pictures, and it looks beautiful. Lloyd, we can attest that it is actually beautiful. And
yes.
The women and everything else. Yes, Dan, I know what you're going to say.
Top notch.
Very kawaii, top notch. If I might add.
I mean, everybody, not just the women, the men too. Like, it is just a beautiful place here. Like, everything is beautiful. the foliage, the water, the people, the buildings. It's just...
Can I continue reading this letter?
I'm sorry, yes.
And can you
yes.
put the manga away, please, guys? It's really distracting.
That's fair, yeah. It's kind of, you know, it is a very enthralling medium, so I'll tuck it back into my carrying case, which is actually a Sailor Moon lunchbox.
Yeah, which owns, by the way, that...
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, it's really tough to find... What's in the original aluminum.
Yeah. I bet it's expensive, too.
That's what my mom said as she was begging me not to demand that my father purchase it. But
okay.
I've never felt like a macho guy in my entire life, but I kind of do right now. Anyway, Lloyd is saying that he's seen pictures of New Nagano, and it seems very familiar because he's also seen it in film. That's interesting. He goes on to say, New Nagano, of course, was the setting of the 1970s thriller Deliverance. Can you guys talk about it?
Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Lloyd, I'm sorry to say, man, you are wrong on that one. But, you know, Sammy, do people confuse New Nagano as Georgia often?
No, that seems really peculiar that someone would do that. But New Nagano was the setting for a very special piece of film history.
Oh, what was that?
Why do you seem so concerned?
Because I know it's going to be something that I don't know and that I'm going to look stupid.
I created a flip book and then filmed myself flipping the pages called New Nagano Tubiki Sen Tsutsi Kawai no Nanago Tsuruki.
Which translates to...
A story about a handsome young boy from Nagano and his quest to find the perfect waifu.
And so you're saying that I should have known about this flip book that you made?
What's the most famous film ever made in Nagano? So maybe if you did your research, I'm not sure. I don't have a podcast.
Wow,
so.
I feel bad for the people of New Nagano.
It comes up the first.
Yep, on IMDb. You got it pulled up right there, Dan.
Yep, there it is.
There's also Point Break, but that's sort of like nobody really watched that. So
Point Break, some of that was filmed in New Nagano?
Yeah, that's right. That's correct.
I want to point out that in your flip book that you made, you bear a striking resemblance to Keanu Reeves in your manga form.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that my true self, the self that would be represented in a manga, would look a lot like Keanu Reeves.
But he's also in kind of like a Sailor Moon outfit.
Elliot, I think you might be looking at a version of the script that's not meant for other people to see.
Oh, so there's like fan fiction about
okay. Yeah, that's right. I wrote my own fan fiction about my own flip book movie.
You wrote your own fan fiction about
that's
the original
right, that's
film.
Correct.
Okay.
That takes care of that.
Maybe we should move on to the next question.
Okay, I'll host the podcast here, Sam. But if you're so enthused, though, can you read our next question?
Certainly. This one comes from Dave. And he's in Louisiana. That's the whole state.
He's just in the state of Louisiana.
That's it. That's all it says. Yep.
Dave, hopefully you're okay. But what does he have to say, Sammy?
Dave would like to know, hi, Vince and Elliot. Oh, looks like he didn't get the memo, huh?
Oh,
he
yeah.
wants to know.
Vince is not here. And I'm sure that he is happier with Skip Margolis than being here right now.
So he wants to know, hey, have you heard of this babe named Stacy? She's apparently all the rage in Hawaii, and I miss her from our time together. And then he draws a very detailed picture of a face, presumably his, making sort of a winking gesture.
Of his, oh, yeah, of his face. There you go. That's pretty detailed.
It's hauntingly detailed.
So it seems like you're sweating a bit, Sammy, because even the mere mention of a human woman's name sends you into a kind of embarrassed state.
So I'm going to need my EpiPen and my inhaler.
Here is your Gundam Wing EpiPen right here.
No, that's actually a pen dispenser.
Okay, so this Cowboy Bebop inhaler is an actual inhaler?
No, that actually is an inhaler.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay, can you just take a couple puffs on that?
That's the good stuff. That's all better. We're better. So I don't know who Stacy is, but...
Yeah, something tells me maybe Steven put Dave up to just writing in and mentioning a girl's name to freak you out a bit.
And he's definitely barking up the wrong tree asking Sammy Sammers about that.
I wish that I could disagree, but it's pretty clear that that's the truth.
Dan, I like that you work dog-related puns into your everyday speaking pattern. It's really fun.
You know,
it just proves you're destined for your job.
When you've been around the canine game as long as I have, it's second nature. So thank you for noticing, though.
No problem. And thank you for noticing also that we should be moving on to our third and final question, which you have right in front of you.
Yes. This one is from Ben in New Prague, South Dakota. Ben is wondering about New Nagano. He says, "Hey guys, love the show. I'm wondering, I've never been to New Nagano, but I've been to Nagano." And then it just kind of scribbles away.
Trails off.
It just trails off. Paper. So there,
that's more of a statement, I guess, than a question. But.
Yeah. Well, first off, Ben, please write or call into these parts and let us know that you're okay, because it looks like maybe something may have happened mid-thought. So please just let us know you're okay. Mm-hmm. And I might glean what the question actually is.
What is the question?
I would say, are there similarities between Nagano and New Nagano?
Ooh, interesting question. So I've never been to Japan, unfortunately, but I've heard some things. For instance, Nagano had the Winter Olympics. Isn't that correct?
That
I believe it is.
From watching it, I can confirm that.
So that's pretty cool. But so I actually, with some of my friends from the trading card game shop on First Avenue here, we have our own version of the Olympics, but it's a lot cooler. And the level of competition is much higher.
So you and your fellow, are they called weebafoos? You and your...
Elliot, I'm going to need you to get... Can you please retrieve my defibrillator from my backpack?
Is it with this with the Akira stickers on it?
No, that's actually a portable waffle iron.
Oh man. Oh, here, the Dragon Ball Z.
That's one. Right. That's right.
Yeah, here we go.
Let's
here
give
we
it
go.
A quick... Oh, that's better. Okay. So that was pretty close. But...
Good, because I was really exhausting my knowledge of anime cartoons.
That Sailor Moon lunchbox is like a Mary Poppins bag.
So it's pretty interesting how much stuff can fit in.
Actually, Mary Poppins has its own manga offshoot called Mary Poppins Akatakanawa.
That's the abridged version of the title, but that's correct.
In that, Mary Poppins has two bionic legs and she drives a robot suit.
Yes, it's actually pretty good for being based on Western media, but we digress. So we like to call ourselves otaku, which is a Japanese slang word that means super obsessed with the internet.
Otaku?
Otaku, that's correct. Good pronunciation, okay, by the way.
Okay, so I guess I'm confused where this weebafu name comes from. Like,
I'm staving off another cardiac event, but we don't really like to be called. The term is weeaboo, and it's very offensive.
Oh, okay. Weeaboo. So, okay.
Don't say it, please. Don't say it.
Okay.
And just out of curiosity, what does weeaboo mean?
Oh, Elliot, could you please get my Ghost in the Cell tourniquet from the Sailor Moon lunchbox, please?
I would, but this drawing of Scarlett Johansson is very revealing. It's kind of making me uncomfortable.
Here's a Neon Evangelion cold compress for your head.
Oh, that's the good. That's much better. Weeaboo is a slang term that's sort of invented by cruel Caucasian people to make fun of those of us who are sort of, you know, obsessed, so to speak, with Japanese culture.
Oh, okay. But you are obsessed with Japanese culture, right?
Yes, that's correct.
You just don't like to be derogatorily referred to as such.
I don't think that's such a crazy request.
No,
Elliot.
I guess not. I mean, I've been called a pooch lover before, and I don't appreciate that. So
I think there's some dark corners of the internet that if you search pooch lover, you're not going to want to see what comes up.
Yeah.
So
yeah. What if someone calls you a dog fondler? That would be very nice, correct?
I know, it's inappropriate, but it's accurate. I do fondle paws. while you're clipping their nails, because some dogs get very anxious about getting their nails trimmed. So I
That's
do have
nice
to
of you to
paws.
Comfort them, though, to be fair. So yeah.
Dan, isn't your own dog, your Lhasa Apso, called Lord Fondlepaws?
Yes, because, and oddly enough, Lord Fondlepaws' origin story is that he was on the streets and nobody could get near his paws, but I was like the paw whisperer, I guess you could say. And
because his nails were almost like to a Howard Hughes degree at that point.
Yeah, they were disgusting, and he was really anxious about them, but he, you know, I looked into his eyes and I said the magic words that I say to every dog, and he just let me fondle his paws. Lord Fondlepaws.
I don't know how your mom can't be proud of you.
Yeah, I don't either. Maybe you and Vince can write her a letter or something and say, hey, we're cool with him now. You should be too, because she is not.
Yeah, I mean, with us, the mail is kind of hard on the show. But if she wants to write in, I'm sure she could get a hold of us or our producer Xander at some point.
Yeah, cool. All right. Thanks for putting in a modicum of effort for old Dan McNally.
No problem. It's my pleasure, Dan. And on that note, I think we have a very fun segment queued up for us. It's called No Gifts, Ands, or Buts.
Ooh.
Very good Scooby-Doo also. I like that.
It makes a lot of sense that you would be a fan of that Scooby-Doo anime, since, you know, you like dogs so much.
Hey, Scooby-Doo has an anime?
That's correct.
Yeah. Well, I think what he's doing is he refuses to call anything that's animated a cartoon.
Oh, I understand
so
now.
I understand why. Yep. So that's
not incorrect.
That's really kawaii of you, Sam. That's really kawaii.
Thanks for noticing, Dan Sama.
Did I just get a nickname? Dan Sama?
That's correct.
Whew, man.
I couldn't help but notice I didn't receive a nickname. But
this is a red letter day for Dan Sama.
Moving right along, guys, if we can break up this little anime fest here. No Gifts, Ands, or Buts is a segment in which we exchange gifts with our guests. So we get our guest a gift and they have gotten us a gift. And Sammy, I'm really chomping at the bit here for you to open up the gift Dan and I got you while we were in New Nagano.
Yeah, of course. I'm excited too. So as you know, gift giving culture is very important in Japan, and that's the same here in New Nagano. So without further ado, we should open these, right?
Yeah, let's get
so
to
who's
it.
Going first?
Oh, I think you are.
You should open yours first.
Okay, well, here goes nothing. Oh, interesting. Okay. Okay, I see. Oh, okay. This is very interesting. This is a dog collar, and then it's got a little bone hanging where the tag would go, and on the bone it says "hot bitch."
Yep.
Dan gets those on special discount. So
yep.
That's like $700 collar.
Not a lot of interest in that for some reason, but so I get it at a deep discount. But I thought that might be something you'd like.
We thought that maybe your girlfriend originally, when we were communicating with you, we thought your girlfriend was a human woman, and that she might like, you know, a little sexy collar to wear.
So wait, I'm very confused. I thought this was a collar for a dog, and that was a dog joke.
Oh, it is.
It is. Yeah, it is, because the term bitch arrives from female dog. So
it'd be really offensive if it was talking about a human woman. That's right. I'm to understand that.
That one's on Elliot. I don't.
I thought I was just joking.
I treat all my waifus with the utmost respect. So
I really trust Dan's opinion. Now, if I were going to wear this, I would need a collar at least three times the size of this one. But, you know, maybe I could wear it as a bracelet.
Yeah, you could wear it as a bracelet.
Even that looks like it's cutting off the circulation of your hand right now.
That's correct. It is pretty kawaii, though.
Yeah, it is. It's super kawaii. But look at the inscription on it. I wrote you a little message.
Oh.
It says, "We heart our kawaii weeaboo."
Oh, damn.
So full disclosure, we didn't know that term made you feel those feelings when we inscribed that on the collar. So I apologize, but I do think you're kawaii, and you're an okatu.
That's right. The term
is that right?
That's right. That's the term. Elliot, could you please could you get the stint from my bag, please?
Yeah, here you go. It has Goku on it. There you go.
That's actually Gotenks.
Oh, God. I regret giving you that now.
Okay, there we go. That's nice. Now that the excess blood is flowing out into this collection palette.
Well, I'm glad you're going to be present for us to open our gifts, because it looks like you spent a lot of time getting these for us. They look like, just opening this now, Dan, I think we have some new duds. They are monogrammed kimonos.
Wow, look at that. The inscription here, I can't.
Yes, quite... it's inscribed on the kimono. That's correct.
Yeah. Or like, yeah.
Yeah, it's not a normal monogram with like our names on it. There's an entire inscription. There's an entire inscription.
It's not embroidered.
Yeah. Well, yeah, read the whole inscription. It's embroidered on the back of it.
Ta-ku-we shirsh gong fatum gur dis. So, I'm gonna spitball. I'm just gonna just wild guess what that means.
Go ahead.
Lover of dogs, he is. Thanks for the memories.
That's exactly right.
Come See? On, get out. I called
that's
it.
Exactly right. See, you're perfect fit for here.
Because I felt that in my heart that that's how you and I have been getting along.
That's right. That's like how what Yugi says in the hit anime Yu-Gi-Oh! It's about believing in yourself.
Hang on. You call Yu-Gi-Oh! And Dragon Ball Z an anime?
That's correct, yeah.
Huh. Okay. Next question. What about Pokemon?
That's an anime.
Okay. Do you play... Well, I suppose since you don't really leave your basement, do you still try and catch Pokemon playing Pokemon Go?
No, that game is death trap.
But you can still spot them like in your vicinity if someone places one, you know, in reaching distance from your gaming chair with your snacking satchels attached.
That's correct, except for due to a tragic bug in the programming, only Metapods will appear in my basement. So I have 250,000 Metapods and no other Pokemon.
Those are the worst.
They really are the worst Pokemon.
Well, thank you for getting these awesome kimonos for us. And I see that you got them at a great shop that I wanted to go to all week, Yoko Kimonos, down in the Kimono District.
Even though we live next door to Yoko Kimono, I had them delivered. I couldn't risk leaving the basement. Yeah, that's true. You understand?
Yeah, you don't want your boils to blister.
No, that's not good for my anemia.
Even right now, you're sitting a little too close to our computer we have set up to record, and you are getting a burn on your face from it.
Yeah, it's really interesting that even though this is an audio program, you record using a video camera.
Yeah, it's a proven method. You know, I don't want to get too into it, but I mean, with your background in flipbook anime creation, I'm sure that you kind of understand where we're coming from.
Absolutely, Elliot.
And with that, I think we have time for our final segment, our fast-paced segment, Did You Know? Are you guys ready?
Yes.
All right, listeners, Did You Know is our fast facts segment, firing five facts at you from us to you from whatever town we're in. Guys, I've got the first one.
Hit us with it.
This one is sort of a Did You Know that I'd like to know. Guys, did you know that there's more hentai theaters in New Nagano per capita than anywhere else?
I didn't know that, but I believe it.
I wanted to know what hentai was. I was scared to go in. So, Sammy, I thought you could fill us in on this.
Oh, here we go.
So, sometimes you might want to create an anime that's extra steamy, that's a little bit racier than your normal anime might be. So sometimes you'll make it, it's called a hentai because there's people fornicating in the movie.
So with all due respect, has your waifu ever appeared in a hentai?
You'll have to excuse my profuse sweating. No, I think that the waifus that appear in hentai movies are untoward, but I prefer a waifu who's a little more... you know, see, it's more vanilla, like Sammy-san is.
You are that. You are vanilla.
That's right. I'm just your normal, everyday kind of guy. That's me. Everyday Sammy.
Everyday Sammy Chan.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I want sort of a waifu who's also sort of, you know, Thief by the book. Thief sort of a straight arrow, that's all.
Straight arrow, who's a teenage witch.
Thief's actually 450,000 years old, though. So even though Thief looks like a teenager, that's really a misnomer. So Thief's got magic that doesn't appear that Thief ages.
Wow, well, she has a killer body for a 450,000-year-old.
Easy. Witch. That is his waifu.
That's really disrespectful.
Yeah,
Elliot,
come on, Elliot.
I don't know. Guys, I've been trying to hang out with a lot of surfer dudes all week to combat this extreme nerddom, so forgive me if I'm a little crass.
Save that for the hentai theater, Elliot.
Yeah, jeez.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Chest pounding.
Dan, do you have the next Did You Know fact for us?
I do. Did you know that in New Nagano, a sushi roll is called a weeaboo?
Oh, God. Here's your Ronin Warriors cold compress for you, Sammy.
Man, that is...
Thanks.
Yeah,
thanks.
We're scraping the really... bottom of the barrel now.
Yeah, we really are. I don't know how much longer these references can go on.
That's really helpful, though. Thanks. That really staved off another anaphylactic moment for me. So yes, unfortunately, in a cheap attempt at garnering more tourism, the local Thirp Thop proprietors have named some of their cuisine after crude remarks about otaku culture. So, yeah, that's what happens sometimes.
Oh, man. Do you have a favorite sushi roll that's maybe indigenous to New Nagano?
So, I love sushi, but I can't eat it because I'm allergic to fish.
That sounds about right.
So, usually I take a fruit roll up or fruit by the foot if my dad is being generous, and then I roll gummy bears into it. So, I make sort of I call that a Sammy roll.
That sounds pretty good. And you have a tray of them you brought out now.
Yeah.
So, forgive me, my sort of aura of sweatiness has made them damp, but yeah, they're still good.
Yeah. Dan, why don't you sample those? I think I'm going to take a pass on that. And while you do that, Sammy, do you have the next Did You Know for us?
I sure do. Did you know it's considered poor etiquette to not wipe your hands before handling another man's manga?
So you don't want to get grubby fingers on
That's
another
right.
man's manga.
That's right. So perhaps you've been enjoying some Cheetos. Or perhaps you've sampled the succulent sweetness of a Sammy roll. And then you're about to flip through the pages of the latest manga. You want to make sure that, at the very least, you wipe your hands on your cargo shorts before you start reading.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, the Japanese are very clean people. And, of course, that would obviously rub off onto the New Nagano community. And speaking of rubbing off, if you're, you know, jerking into hentai in a theater.
Hey, wait, whoa. No, please. Please. Save that.
Keep it above the horizon line.
That's far too lewd for this podcast.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of...
Elliot, that's somebody's waifu you're whacking it to, okay?
Yeah, that's true. Throw a little bit of grace, Elliot.
Man, I can't make one blue joke, but a bunch of people can watch anime women have sex all the time. Well,
you know, that's an art form, Elliot.
Well, hopefully this next Did You Know is too, guys. Did you know that there is a practice that is a carryover from Japanese culture that is always running rampant here in New Nagano, Hawaii?
That sounds interesting. What are you referring to?
I'm talking to the ancient samurai practice of the harikiri, in which you kill yourself to save face. And this happens with a lot of your kind, Sammy, for very innocuous and mundane things around town, I've noticed.
Yeah, so since suicide would actually prevent you from reading more sweet mangas and watching more sweet animes, it's usually fake suicide. So if you've ever studied the stage, you know that you can take a samurai sword and put it under your armpit so it looks like you stabbed yourself, but you didn't really stab yourself. Okay. Yeah,
this clears a lot up for me. I thought people were killing themselves left and right around town. I was very worried.
One of us otaku usually averages about 2 suicides, in quotes, a week, that wouldn't be very, you know, good for our longevity.
And I did notice that the blood was just red handkerchiefs. So upon closer inspection, I kind of sorted that out, but
that's right. And then
I didn't want to give away the secret, you know. I didn't want to give away.
I appreciate that, Dan. And you know, in a pinch, if you can't have red handkerchief, you can always use Mountain Dew Code Red.
That is the nectar of the gods.
I didn't know that they still sold that. Apparently, that I'm reading online that they have an exclusive deal for New Nagano. They only sell it here. Legally.
That's right. Actually, the factory is located here in New Nagano.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's
man.
That's right.
Animaniacs love Code Red.
Oh, didn't they live in the Code Red tower?
No, you guys got this all mixed up. No.
Oh, sorry, here's your speed racer handkerchief to dab your forehead with.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Dan, can you bring it home with us with our final Did You Know fact?
Yeah. Did you know it's okay to enjoy human flesh?
You mean consume it?
No, I mean to look at it. And perhaps touch it someday. That's more of a the more you know for our friend Sammy Sammers.
It's interesting that you bring that up, since my father told me the same thing. He tells me that every Thursday morning, actually. But I have to disagree, since it's, you know, there's this Western ideal of the chaste knight. That's right. It's like almost as good as being a chaste samurai. So, by not actually having a relationship with a real person, then I can preserve the purity of the relationship with my waifu.
And you feel completely
satisfied that's correct.
With
yes, that's
your
right.
relationship with your waifu?
That's correct.
And you see the relationship between perhaps your surf king of a father and your mother, and you don't want something like that?
No, that sounds really stressful.
You're contented with writing, you know, Inuyasha fan fiction in your free time, and
that's right.
Okay,
that's
you know,
all I need. Just me and my waifu. I'm not sad at all.
And it seems like I didn't notice her before, but you are sitting next to her. I thought that was just a pillow you brought, but that is her. Can we see her for a second?
Sure, take a look. Don't
okay,
mind
I'm touching
the...
it now, and it's very crusty.
Yeah, what is her name again?
Tiki-sama.
Wow, she's a very nice body pillow. Why is her mouth seems to be very worn off, like there was a... like on the printing press, the ink didn't really dry there or something?
Yeah, that must be what happened to it, since I can't really think of a different explanation.
It's like something was like smushed up against it
time after time. No, that doesn't sound really too plausible for that to have happened, though.
Okay.
Well, before we get into that anymore, I think we should end the show with our final segment, Wish You Were Here. Somewhat hyperbolically named this week, Wish You Were Here is our weekly audio postcard. From us to you, Dan, we're going to switch off back and forth, talking to our listeners all about the town. I'll start off. It goes, Dear listener, wish you were here in New Nagano, Hawaii. Originally a settlement for Japanese culture, but now home to endless anime enthusiasts.
Where you too could be as kawaii as a button.
It's a town where you might see a lot of human babes, but you might want to instead look towards the drawn ones.
It's a town where you can be a lady in the pillows, but a freak in the hentai theaters.
Mm-hmm, that's true, yeah.
It's a town home to Sammy Chan, the foremost expert on anime and Japanese subculture that we've ever met.
It's a town where surfing is king, but waifus are the queen.
It might not be home to the rising sun, but is definitely home of low expectations.
Farewell from these parts of yours. It's Sammy Tan signing off.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining me and Dan in our time in New Nagano, Hawaii. But come back next week when Vince and I are in Looky Here, South Dakota. The town has the most and farthest-reaching billboards for various town spectacles leading to it than any town in the U.S. Billboards for the town are placed as far away as Maine, so we hope you can join us next week.